This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's hour number four of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. General at your service, at ease. There's Brian Broaddus, former Cowboys scout, a Cowboys insider, a Mavs insider, a Rangers insider, an international affairs insider from time to time. There's Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup. He's at Master Control. Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. And, of course, Woolchuck and Chia Follow, the Nosebleed Boys, riding along with you once again. And it is time now for more of their brand of gold, as Eric Chiafalo has. Did this really happen? Here he is, Chief.
Yeah, man, I was a little bit blown away last week. So I'm kind of off the grid. I'm in Mexico hanging with my wife and the family. It's kind of nice to just disconnect a little bit, but I couldn't help myself. I had to hop on the Twitter from time to time, and it felt like every time I opened up my Twitter account for 5-10 minutes here or there, I just saw some wild stuff. And I'm like, wow, this is a big week. Last week was a big week in the world of sports and just kind of in general, where I'm like, dear God, all this stuff is happening right now. I'm kind of bummed out that I'm missing being able to talk about these things. So I'm like, let's kind of rehash some of the wild stuff that took place last week, starting with Fernando Tatis's ringworm. What the hell?
The ringworm?
I don't...
You're not going to go with the suspension.
No, well, the...
Which is the ringworm...
The ringworm excuse is not the excuse that I was anticipating hearing, right? Like, you get the steroid, and then you get the suspension, and he says, oh, I was treating ringworm on my head. It's the single worst excuse anyone's ever heard, but also, it's a little bit... I mean, he's pioneering. This is not something we've heard before.
It's a new angle.
It is.
We've heard the I had steak in Mexico excuse.
Yep.
The beef was treated with hormones.
Boom.
That's what you picked up. We've heard, oh, no, that was vitamin B shots.
Yep.
I've even heard, oh, I was drinking some really like special whiskey, and it set off the metabolism in my gut differently, which made me pop. Yeah. I've never heard this one.
Blame it on the alcohol, huh?
And that's what you have to do, is because once one person's already done it, now you can't fall into that trap before because, hey, like, you stay away from that kind of beef then. Like, you learn from other people's mistakes. This is a new one that he can say, I didn't know there was a ringworm situation with the medication that I was using to treat it. And now all of a sudden, I'm suspended 80 games. This is completely not my fault, I promise. Now his dad's coming out and saying something else about
his hair, I thought, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, and it kind of involves the ringworm thing where it's like he got a haircut and then he developed ringworm because of it, and then it's steroid popped. It's not my fault.
Everyone in that Padres clubhouse is basically grow up. AJ Preller saying trust, that's something we probably need to develop with this guy.
I couldn't believe that he went the ringworm route, but I also kind of respected it.
Ringworm sounds horrible. Oh, I mean, when you bring it up, I'm kind of like, all right, don't ask, don't tell.
Awful.
It's kind of like conversation.
And you don't know what's in those creams.
No.
You don't know what's in the creams that you're getting. You're just like, okay, that's going to get the ringworm away? Fine, because I can't be seen with this ringworm.
That's right. It is somewhat plausible. You know,
it's murky. It makes it murky.
You know, it's kind of like the Lyle Collins attempt to bribe the drug test guy. Mm-hmm. You know you're toast, right? You might as well throw something out on the 5% ringworm chance that it works. Yeah, no, it was ringworm. Yeah. Had a fungus from a haircut.
I had hepatitis C.
No?
Okay,
it's
damn
a
it.
Wild one.
I guess I'm out 80 games. It was worth a shot.
I was reading up on it a little bit, and it makes sense. Like, there's really no reason for, other than just like a particular type of... moral situation that you have internally that would make you not want to do that for your legacy. There's no real reason for these guys like a Fernando Tatis not to do that. They're like, he's got the guaranteed money.
Go for it.
And there's no, like, the owners, I believe, were trying for a long time to, hey, if you get popped for steroids in any way, you get suspended, we can take away your guaranteed money. But there's too many things that get sketchy involved with that, so it never got approved. So you're Fernando Tatis, you have $350 million or whatever guaranteed. You're not losing any of that.
He's living like it, too. He was riding his motorcycle, gets hurt doing that. That's why he was out already. And now he's ringworm.
I feel bad for that barber, though, because everybody knows I'm the guy that was cutting Fernando's hair, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's been blogging, posting all the pictures on Instagram. Now he's, like, giving people ringworm. Oh, my God. Point, if a millionaire to get ringworm, so will your broke ass.
You'd like to think
I'm going to have to be compensated for that. That's bad branding you're putting on me.
100%. Like, you better break me off a little bit, Fernando, because you know how important our relationship is. And so if you want to set me up for life, then so be it. I don't have to cut hair anymore.
I mean, I'll even cover for you.
Yeah.
I'll be like, yeah, there was.
I forgot to clean the joints. Damn.
Oops. Yep, you're going to have to pay me a little bit. So that was a little bit eye-popping for me. And then this one as well, I got to catch up on the Hard Knocks, right? The first episode of Hard Knocks. And so these little clips are pumping out of Dan Campbell and just how much of a caveman he is, and he's amazing. And I saw this particular clip, and I'm like, is this the meanest, most violent thing anyone's ever said in football, and there's going to be no repercussions, Dan?
Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes, I will beat your ass.
Like, first of all, there's so much to unpack here of like, what does this even mean? I don't know exactly what this looks like, where there's a person having one ass cheek, three toes. Is it three on each foot? Or, like, how does this all play out? But this has to be one of the meanest things. Like, Jerry's getting in trouble for saying the M word, and he's out here calling out people with one ass cheek.
What did he say?
That is very close in the alphabet.
Yeah.
I'm going Dan Campbell.
He's just saying everyone's fair game, and I appreciate it.
I'm just glad he hasn't bit a kid out there yet.
Yeah.
Yet.
Yeah. Oh, he will bite a kid out there.
That's how he'll be fired.
He's going to bite something.
But somebody need to rub on his belly, calm him down.
Sure.
The one ass cheek, three toes is an idea that, like, do you think he had that planned, or was he sort of losing himself while he's hyping up his team before practice, and that's the first thing that came to mind? I don't understand the one ass cheek, three toes situation.
It's kind of like he's going for the Jerry Jones crippled cricket's ass, or, you know, circumcising a mosquito. But when Jerry says it, it's folksy and kind of clever. And Man Campbell, as you call him, he's like caveman Campbell.
100%.
You know what I'm saying?
He's a
damn dog. Just trying to envision the one bum cheek.
Right. Me too. I'm like,
It doesn't work.
Is it on one? Does that mean you only have one leg? Because
the sitting.
You sit sideways.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so it's a horizontal cheek there.
Oh,
it's a crackless
cheek. It's horizontal.
It's horizontal and it's crackless. And then the three toes, I didn't really understand where
you'd
actually
be able to fit on your toilet seat at home.
That's true. I am having a toilet seat issue at my apartment, but it's an old school apartment where the toilet was just built. I don't know. I guess asses were made much smaller at a certain time. It's very circular, oval like the new age toilets are.
You got to get a new seat.
I'm sorry about that.
And it's, it's a bit problematic for me. I guess it would be more advantageous for the crappy toilets that I have at my apartment to just have one.
It was made before
they
put all the steroids in the food.
Yeah.
Asses is just wild.
Ringworm.
Yeah,
man. So I don't know. I felt like that was one of the meanest things anyone's ever said. Like, you could have one ass cheek, three toes, and I'm still going to beat your ass. Nobody knows what it means, but it's certain. Is provocative, and it's getting the people going. And the Hard Knocks, I watched the episode. I'm like, I'm in on this Hard Knocks, dude. Mm-hmm. I'm in on Dan Campbell. His practice, you want to talk about way more physical than anything we saw at Oxnard?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah.
These dudes are doing like straight up, like the same Oklahoma type of drill that you remember in high school.
Yeah.
These guys are actually tackling each other.
Yeah, they're bombing on each other.
They are, man.
It's the 972 Texans, and their favorite quote was the Lions running back saying to the defensive back, man, we're running through y'all like diarrhea.
Damn!
Well, I do love all the former players that are coaches on that staff, where it's Deuce Staley and it's
Aaron Glenn. They fight all the time.
Oh, it makes for great television.
Yeah, I'll never forgive Aaron Glenn for Santana Moss. Him and Roy Williams really bleeped us that night.
Oh, was that a Monday nighter?
Yeah, it was when the triplets got inducted into the Ring of Honor. I was there for that game.
2 minutes of the game?
Yep.
Two, something left
of the
game?
We were 13-0.
Gosh, Santana Moss is one of the most hated ones.
Can't stand him.
It seemed like he always had big games.
He did.
All right, the other thing that was wild, this Marshawn Lynch driving with like one missing tire? Is that what we were doing?
That
here?
Happened. Yeah.
We were just hammered driving.
He was very
around.
Intoxicated.
I think he was parked at that time, right?
Yeah.
They
black flagged him at that
point. He thought he had four tires.
Right. Yeah. He's thinking he's got four tires and he's driving on a front just wheel. He's just spinning his rim. And I'm like, for how many miles was he driving with one rim just eating concrete? And it's like up on a curb?
Yeah.
I'm going
to a pretty ass Mustang, too.
Yeah, that was a nice looking car. Sometimes you get a flat and you're like, I don't want to get out and change this right now. I'm just going to get it home, and then we'll figure it out in the morning. And if you're going long enough, that tire will come right off that rim. That would be my only, or you're so hammered you don't realize you're running on a flat.
Well, if you look
at the mugshot, he was
tore up. Like, he might have just left Draymond Green's wedding. That's probably what
stop
was taking
by, drop
place.
Off a gift.
Yeah, that was a combo platter of things going into the body that night. I don't think you could just blame one particular alcoholic beverage. Like, that was a mixture of things. And so that one was a little bit eye-popping for me. I hadn't seen that one before, driving with the wheel. And it's a nice car. It's a nice car. That thing got tore up pretty bad. Okay, we also have, this is a, I can't imagine how this guy felt afterwards. Did we have a Guinness record situation of ghost peppers? The most ghost peppers.
Oh, I didn't see this one.
In 1 minute. This
I
is
stay away from the ghost peppers.
17 ghost peppers in 1 minute.
Is this guy still with us?
Tore up.
I don't know what the aftermath is on
I
this guy.
I thought this was you after the photos and the videos you were sending me in the toilet situation.
No, I did have, we can run through some Mexico vacation chronicles. Mexico. I did have one day that tore me up pretty bad.
Might need to do some restroom revelations for that.
Yeah, we might.
Yeah, we need to get this at some point this week.
Yeah, we'll definitely get into that. But this is a wild deal. And in 60 seconds, this dude crushed Gregory Foster. 17 ghost peppers. And I need a follow-up on this. I need a follow-up on this. Like, what, that cannot be doctor recommended in any way. And I just don't know how this guy physically was able to hold up after
Wouldn't that
this.
Melt a hole in your intestines or stomach
or
something?
Yeah, we were talking about the
What'd you just do, bro?
Yeah. Oh, my bad. I elbowed it.
Gosh, I thought I did something.
But I don't know what the deal is where
What'd you just do, bro?
We have the Cheetos situation, the Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Now my headphones aren't working.
No, it's as he swung around, your elbow grazed that button perfectly.
I feel like I can't hear anything in my headphones right now.
I can hear you.
Just keep talking.
It's
you're
a sad deal. Sure, okay, but I can't. If Lucius is talking, I apologize. Good. I can't hear anything.
He told you you're good.
He said you're
okay.
Good.
All right, fantastic. Yeah. Well, congratulations to that guy. I say congratulations because he's a Guinness World Record holder, but I also have no idea if he's actually still with us. But either way, 17 ghost peppers in 1 minute I thought was pretty dang incredible. And then also, and this is the thing that I've talked about for a long time, Walchuk, you can attest to this. When we start talking about water parks, and that it may or may not involve my terrible bathroom situation from the Mexico stories that we'll get to later. But there was a water park nightmare that took place. And everybody always talks about the public pools and the water parks and stuff. And everybody's worried about people peeing in the pool.
Yeah,
and
that's a given. Don't even. Yeah.
Right. The underreported issue is all the farting that takes place in these pools. Mm. Okay, and then what happens? It is because
fecal material.
Yeah, the fecal material, and I'm reading dozens sick. How about this for a headline?
From the gas.
Dozens sick, three hospitalized over feces exposure at water park. I'm telling you,
gross.
This is the CDC.
What do you want? The water parks just closed down?
Yes.
Well, you know what? Just get over it.
I am anti-water park guy.
Okay. We were up at this pool, at a public pool for a birthday party. And at one point in the middle of it, they were like, everybody out of the pool. A kid had pooped in the pool.
Nope.
Yeah.
They get the net out.
Nope.
Like 15 minutes later, bro, they're like, okay, it's all clear.
No, it's not.
Yep. You have to just fill that pool with cement and move to a different location.
When I used to be a camp counselor at the Jewish Community Center, we had a pooping in the pool incident. That thing was closed for the day.
Yeah. Drain the pool. Double chlorine.
Yes.
We'll see you next month.
Is that a 15-minute later, we're good.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, it's problematic, and it's one of those weird things. It's what I look at of probably where I've changed the most from, like, what you loved as a kid, and then as an adult, you're like, I can't even imagine. I want nothing to do with a water park. And as a kid, it was amazing. The wave pool was outstanding, and like NRH2O and Hurricane Harbor here, we got great slides. And now
the
I'm
river
like,
pee.
That is disgusting. Yeah, and you think about the pee, but bro, I'm telling you, everybody is ripping them in the water, and you get wild stuff.
Like, go
going
home and
on,
take
dude.
A shower, you sicko.
And how many of them had a number two before they came to the pool? Didn't shower. They got residuals hanging back
there.
How
many of you feel
skin marks?
Imbeciles don't wash your hands after going to the bathroom here. Now you're complaining about these people.
I don't
want to
hear anything from you, Walter.
All right.
It's been 2 days of nothing but farts coming from that part of the studio.
I'll fart.
Yeah.
I wash my hands.
Yeah.
I'm hygienic.
Yeah.
You still young. That's how I know you fart in public. When you get old my age, you don't trust farts like that. You disappear when it's time to go fart.
I have started to get nervous. Be happening.
I've never seen someone trust a fart quite like Walchuk, man. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, and I'm starting to scare myself.
There's a lot of Walchuks swimming in our local water parks, okay? So just be aware. That was kind of a PSA, really.
I appreciate that. I feel informed now.
A PSA.
Yes, a poo-SA. We have a shout-out to Sonic, who's bringing back the pickle slush. I saw that last week.
Is it good?
I don't know.
It's got to be good for a hangover.
It is a fan favorite. It's not something that I necessarily dabble with, but to the folks that do, I mean, congrats to you.
Pickle juice is good for hangovers, believe
it or not. It's amazing for hangovers.
It is. It's good for catching, like if you're catching
salt.
A cramp.
And don't trust the fart after drinking a whole lot of pickle juice, neither.
Whoa, that's a pro tip right there.
That's a real fact, bro.
And then to close it down here, apparently, how about this for a headline? This poor bear, this happened last week, a disoriented brown bear
Come
cub.
Here, bear.
Believed to have been intoxicated after eating an excessive amount of mad honey, a type of honey that can have hallucinogenic effects, and he has been rescued in northwestern Turkey.
Good to know.
So that happened last week to a local bear. He is apparently okay. I don't know that I can say the same for the ghost pepper world record holder or anybody that was swimming in that water park, but the bear is going to be okay.
You didn't see the carriage horse that took a dive in New York City, did you?
I didn't like that at all.
They were like the heat. They got heat exhaustion, and the police were like squirting water on the horse to try and get him up. No. And then at the end, they finally, they got him up and then got him out of the street. And then they had like the carriage guy was pulling the carriage himself to get it out of the guy. But it was a scary. I mean, you're like thinking everybody's just standing around taking videos of this horse laying in the street.
But that's how they did this high-ass bear, too. He was just sitting there, and it's like people with their cell phones going around just looking at this bear.
Everybody was yelling world
stoned
star
out of his
him.
Mind. Yeah. What's up, bear? Freaking him out and everything.
Tongue's just hanging out of his mouth.
Poor guy doesn't know what's
like, I was
going
just
on.
Eating honey, bro.
Where do you get this
I
honey, by the way? Where did we get this?
Yeah.
In Turkey, I guess.
Oh. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Okay, it is time now for the Expressway, 35 minutes uninterrupted sports content. We have Bobby Belt, Cowboys Insider, joining you in about 14 minutes to get you the absolute latest as the Cowboys leave Oxnard for good. And then LA Live with Lucius Alexander coming up next here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.